and welcome to Between Two Worlds. This is your good neighborhood friend, Derek Westguy-Cloud. It's basically what this show is about, is to talk about your spiritual journey, and I am your host. What I would like to talk to you about today is about what people deal with in their daily life and how they can handle becoming, whether they want to have interest in becoming a psychic or if they have interest in just going to get a reading. What we've learned, I do a lot of classes, I teach in my home, people have come in into my house and I try to show them how to use their gifts. Some of them actually are very gifted. Some people actually have, they always say they actually have a nightmare or they dealt with issues that they could not understand. And sometimes people actually deal with issues that regarding, they'll say, well, you know, sometimes I have a dream and then the next day or two the dream comes true. Well, these things do happen in our lives, and what I would like to share with you that we do have a big intuition. We all of us have an intuition of our own. We walk with that in our daily life, and we need to trust that gut feeling, and that gut feeling is what's inside of us, and even daily when we get out of our bed, wake up in the morning, and we like to look at to see what we want to do in life. And some people work their daily life, they work a 9-to-5 job, and some people like to go into another field, whether it's healing or nursing or just learning about themselves in a spiritual way. And there are so many people out there today. We have so many things out there that people wanting to explore, whether it's through a religious belief system or through a spiritual belief system, and some like to turn to an Aboriginal teachings, which basically this is what I've been taught since I was a child growing up. My background, I'm Ojibwe, Métis, mixed blood. my visions have come to me since I was a young boy. And so everybody has their visions, whether it's through the youth or through a traumatic situation. Part of my life also, too, I went through a near-death experience. The people call it an NDE. And I've also had out-of-body experiences, so that's very common. And a lot of us always have this sometimes fear, thinking, if I leave my body, will I ever come back? Yes, you will. You will come back into your body because you are exploring what it's like to be outside your body. And a lot of times, too, unconsciously, we don't know why we leave our body. We just want to travel. And there are times, too, that we always like to make connections with our loved ones, that sometimes we can't be at a party or sometimes we can't be at a certain event that we always wanted to be there because we're obligated to be somewhere else. And there are moments, too, that we feel like, okay, how come I feel like I'm kind of split apart myself? I want to be there. But yet people have always said to you later when they see you, you know, I thought you were there, or, you know, we were thinking about you because your thoughts were there. And so we use thought forms, and we use that energy to make a connection with the rest of the world. Now, to let you all know, this is also a phone-in call radio. So basically, if anybody wants to get a reading on radio, I'm looking forward to giving them a read. If you have any questions you want to ask regarding out-of-body experiences or regarding NDE, or if you've actually experienced NDEs, let me know. Or anyone else who is exploring the psychic field, if there's any information they need to inquire about, I can see I can try to help you along in your journey. Sometimes, too, people also go through depression. But before I do that, I want to give you the phone number that you call in, which is 877-876-5227, 877-876-5227, or our other number is 530-876-3222. And like I said, we talk about your spiritual journey. And something like I said before, people will go through a depression and they wonder why they feel so down, depressed by themselves. Well, parts of it is also relates to whether it's through depression, what we have actually helped dealt with manic depression. Either dealt with ADD, those are other medical issues. Now, some parts of it isn't always that issue. Sometimes we all should go through depression because we feel that we are not worthy of ourselves, or we're dealing with why we're feeling this way. And what I like to do is like to talk about the positive side of ourselves, how we can actually manipulate our life and become much more stronger people, stronger beings, because we are human beings before we're called by name by God or by name by mother and father. The human being is learning how to understand its spiritual path, the path that it takes, the walk that it takes, learning how to walk on the land, how to use your hands, how to use your feet, how to stand on your own, how to understand the other elements that are around you, how to breathe your air, how to breathe into your lungs, how to learn what is around you in your and your surroundings. So you're looking around you, you got to feel that energy. But I always like to share with you as well, yes, we do meditation. And some people always say out there, we can't meditate, you know, we have a hard time meditating. Well, you know what? If you can actually sit down and watch TV, you're meditating. If you can actually sit down and listen to a song, you're meditating. If you can actually enjoy turning on a car and listen to a roar, that's a meditation. Everything around you that you feel is a connection to you is a form of meditation because you're sitting still. Some young men out there like to sit in their car and they'll have their car running and they'll lay their head back on the chair and listen to the sound of the car or the motor, even a young woman. And the thing is that it somehow brings an ease of relief for them. They just want to think. Sometimes we turn to a cigarette, you know, that actually you go and you take that big puff and go, and then all of a sudden you go, okay, I got to think. That's a form of meditation. We don't want to make that into a habit. But there's different ways of how we can use meditation. Then the original traditional meditation is whether we actually use sound, which most people will use a sound of Om, and there's other versions of meditation as well. Plus the original traditional meditation is sitting still, where you can have either music on or no music on, sitting outside in nature or in your own home. And that also brings a peace of mind around you. Now, the reason why we always look at meditation, and maybe the word itself is kind of intimidating in a way, but the word in meditation means to sit still. It's to let the mind rest, to let the body rest. Because the mind itself is actually going to be the activated area where it's going to start opening up and learning about yourself and your being. And so that's why most people out there are trying to search that inner peace. And they feel that they're, you know, at times they feel confused with their own inner thoughts and emotions. So when you're trying to learn to make communication with spirit, is that you're trusting that feeling, that emotion. And when you start learning to feel that emotion, the connection to the spirit world, and sometimes people will say, you know, like, well, how do you know we're actually making a connection to the spirit world? For every second that you are letting your mind, whether it's running rampant in thought, in a thought form, I would tell people to visualize what they feel they think they want to do. Or do you want to visualize where you want to be at peace? Now, the visualization is where you are in a serene area, a scenic area, mountainous area, and even out in the plains, or just near an ocean. There's always something there that we always have a strong connection to. And I used to always tell people, too, that to have a little bit of humor, if you feel that you don't feel comfortable being out in nature, well, visualize yourself being in your bathroom. Because that's what we call our safe zone. And we can use that as a different form of meditation. So a lot of the men out there have a great excuse. Honey, I'm just meditating. I'm using the bathroom. Doesn't always mean that I'm reading a magazine. But that's true. We always feel like the bathroom is very important to us. It's part of our makeup. It's part of our way of thinking. We have to think. That's why if you look at the statue that one time, there's a fellow that they made a statue of where he was sitting, and he had his elbow on his knee and his hand on his fist on his head, and he's the thinker. Because he's thinking, you know, because most people out there, they'll say, well, what do you think he's thinking about? Well, the mind is very vast, it's very open, and we would like to visualize many things in this world, so we like to think. The psychic self talks about how we deal with the soul, how we learn, understand what the soul means to us. So, when we start to look at the soul and the mind, we combine them together. Because the soul, the mind itself has to create a thought, and the soul has to deal with expression, learn how to experience. So that's why we call ourselves the psychic, which is a Greek word means soul. So we're trying to work with the thought and the soul of ourselves and those who are with us. Now, there are people out there, too, like to find out, well, how do you know that I'm psychic, or how do you know I can read that person? Well, it takes a lot of practice and through the years. Some of us have a stronger connection, some others don't. But we can either use it as a profession or we can use it for personal life. Just basically is all to do with hugely inspiration for our family, our loved ones. We like to help them as well, make sure that we want to be in a safe zone, and so to speak. We like to have a very happy life, all of us do. But sometimes what's important is that we have to learn about the hardship, the experiences. We got to learn to deal with becoming who we are and what we can do to become, you know, to express the deepness, the depth of ourselves and find out who what we're all about. So there's a lot of young ones today, a lot of young people that are in their youth. Now, some people call themselves, I can't remember, names just blank all of a sudden. There's a special, they call the crystal children. And I feel myself that every child is special because they've already have a connection to spirit, always had a connection to spirit from the very beginning. And when they have that connection with spirit, they don't know what to do with it. They think it's a dream. Or sometimes they'll just say, Mom, Dad, I need to tell you this. I had this dream. And the child could be 4, 5, 6, 10, 12, 14 years of age. And mostly it happens to children that are quite young. And the parent likes to ask the child, well, what do you see? What can you tell me? The child will tell the story. The parent says, oh, my God, I know who that is. They may know what they're talking about. Some parents, they will push it aside and say, well, it's just your imagination. Those are the parents that sometimes don't understand what it's like to be connected to spirit. Children are so open to angels, and they see things and so many visions in life. And, you know, I've had so many stories shared with me that my child this has seen an angel, my child that has seen an angel. Well, I myself, when I was young, I never really thought that I saw an angel, but my first angel I know I saw with my own eyes was a couple of years ago, where I was asked to come to a lady friend in my place. She was actually my client first, and then she became a good friend after. But she asked me to come to her place because she had her two sons, and her sons were 5 and 7 years of age, and they were always being tormented by a spirit. It kept bugging them and scaring the boys, and they felt very, very scared. They didn't want, refused to come in their bedroom. And they kept telling the story to their mom. Now, these children don't watch TV. They don't watch scary shows, so it's not influenced by that way, but they knew there's something's not right. So the mother calls me up and asks me to come to their place, to her place. And I said to her, I said, well, if the children refuse to go into the bedroom, just tell the ghost to go into your room, into your bedroom. So it'll help the children feel much more safer and comfortable themselves. So she told the spirit to leave her, their children's room, to go into her bedroom. And so when I arrived, I went into the room, and she sat at the end of the bed because I asked to be there, and I called out the archangels for protection and to call him out, and I called out the angel. I asked the angel to come down and protect us. One particular one, I had Archangel Michael to come work with me, and I mean, you can feel them, but you don't see them as far as I understand it, but I called out the ghost from behind that I felt he was behind the bed. So he came out, and he stood in front of my face. I mean, literally, I've never seen a spirit come out in front of me and literally show himself to me. I've seen him in different ways, but this one here was so positive that I swore that she would have seen him too. But he stood there, and I kept saying to him, "You don't belong here. You don't belong in this house no more. You died." And he was insistently saying, "No, I'm going to stay." And I said, "No, you have to leave. You don't belong here anymore. You died." And he refused to go. So then I asked for Archangel Michael to come in to help. And seriously, with my own eyes, I saw a billow of smoke come from the ceiling down to the floor. Now, her room, this woman's house, is quite large because she had 10-foot ceilings, vault ceilings. And so this angel, I felt, was about 9.5 feet tall. I saw a beautiful light around him when he came down from behind the spirit, and he literally brought his arms around him, didn't grab him around the waist, he just brought his arms around him and dropped his head like as if he was praying. The ghost had his choice of leaving, but he stood there, and all I could see was his eyes are blinking, just literally just sparking, blink, 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 blink. He felt like as if he was going through shock in a way, but yet he wasn't being hurt. I felt myself that he was getting his memory why and what was going on, that he did pass away. Then the angel released him, and he stood there like as if he was like in shock. The angel billowed back in through the ceiling, and then I noticed that the upper half of the angel, like a silhouette, came through the ceiling again, reached down with his arms stretched out towards the ghost. And the spirit raised his arms towards the angel, and he billowed into smoke and lifted him with him. I stood there in awe. I was totally in awe. You wouldn't believe how I felt. I thought, oh my God. And it is. It was, oh my God. I couldn't believe that I actually saw an angel. I mean, yes, I had the ability to see spirits, but I didn't realize I actually would see an angel. And I knew then, in my part of my life as being going into this field as a psychic medium, that I would actually help a lot of people. And in this way, this woman's home was so at peace after the spirit left. And she felt a whole lot better. The kids never felt scared no more. It was calm. The house was calm. Now, some people will say, well, how do you know there was a ghost in the house? Well, previously before, this house was brand new, by the way, that when she lived in. She moved into it, but there actually was a house built there before her. And they knocked this house down, and then she had a brand new house built on top of that. So I felt that the man that actually died was connected to the previous house before. And that he was a bit, I want to say, mischievous. And for some reason, he just wasn't going to leave this house. So having to ask for angels' help doesn't hurt. Because it doesn't hurt to have an angelic intervention. Because sometimes you may have difficulty, you know, as a paranormal investigator, you can have difficulty saying, you know what, you don't belong here, you need to go into the light. You have to ask for angelic help before you go into a home. Because if you don't, you know, you don't want to walk in and walk out with somebody and take them home with you. And I'm not talking about someone living. But the thing is that it's important that you need to clear the mind. So, and make sure you have comfort around you. So anyone wish, if so, I'm well opening for anybody who wishes to call in and ask for a reading, or if they want to call in to ask a question regarding ghosts, or if they had a story of their own, they can share that with me today. And the phone number is 877-876-5227. This is toll free, or 530-876-3222. Now, why I called my show called Between Two Worlds was it was regarding my wife's mom. When she passed away a couple of years back, I had a dream about her, and she said that the show should be called, you know, that I'd be involved in doing radio. I did have a radio show before called Between Two Worlds on the AM station here in Vancouver, British Columbia, in Canada. And I was told that I had to call that show, Between Two Worlds. So So I thought this was interesting. So I was excited and hearing on the show. And I knew I had to do some tours, and I was doing some teachings up in Winnipeg, Manitoba. And I was gone for 16 days. I had a co-host work with me, and so she was opening the show in Vancouver, and then she would call me up in Winnipeg, and then I would do phone-in readings up from Winnipeg. And that's approximately about, so it is about, oh my God, it's about a day and a half drive to Winnipeg, I believe. But anyways, I flew down there, and this was on a Saturday night, and I, train of thought, when I was done all my teachings and I was flying home, and I had to make a stop to Regina, pardon me, I make a stop to Regina, Saskatchewan. Regina is spelled R-E-G-I-N-A, Regina, and in Saskatchewan, and I was making a stop. We had to make a stop in Calgary before we headed home, so we had to change planes. And when I got into the new plane, you know, and I like window seats, and I like being near the window and looking out the window. When you're flying up, you see little people, little cars. It's cute. But anyways, as we were flying, I felt something fall on my feet. And I wear cowboy boots, so it was a good click. And I looked down, and I reached down, and it wrapped around my feet was a set of rosary beads. I've never carried rosary beads before in my life. And I'm not Catholic, and that's the thing, but it was interesting. But these are wooden rosary beads in a maroon color. And on the end of it, it was written on the rosary beads in a different language. Well, my wife is Croatian and Cree. Cree is an Aboriginal half-breed, and Croatian is a Slavic dialect. And so we always call her Creation. I find it quite humorous. But my wife knows her language. And on the the word that was written on the cross, when I got home and I showed her what I've got that was landed on my feet, she got excited because the words that she read on there said Merigure, which means heavens above between two worlds. And it was interesting how that turned out, because when my wife knew that it was in her language and she was excited, and somehow I knew there was a reason for it, and I felt there was a connection between her mom and me. And I phoned a lady friend of mine up who's also a medium, and she told me that it was my wife's mother that sent those to me. And I thought, okay, this is really neat. I was excited. And then she said that with these rosary beads, I have to use them, take them with me no matter where I go. I'll be well protected and taken care of. So I've always believed that I was to take her mom's beads with me and carry them with me no matter where I go to do healing. And it's wonderful to do that. So we have different journeys that we take, and I find it very exciting. The day that I flew home was the very same day, similar date. I flew home March 31st, and my wife's mother passed away March 31st, so I felt it was quite hugely a coincidence that it was having to be connected the same manner. Anyways, we're not getting any call-ins right now, so I get to talk. Cool. I guess I get to talk. I also written a book called Spiritual Journeys with White Sky Cloud. And the book I've written is all channeled writings. And I took about 6 years doing the writings because it was through casual time. And I started accumulating all my writings. And when I got them all done, then Spirit said to me I had to make this into a book. So I wrote the book in 6 months. And I wrote the book in 2002. And I still get this book coming out for the public to help it's a teaching tool. And with this book, I like to help a lot of people with it. And anybody who's ever dealt with issues in life or not knowing what to do, especially the path that they're on, and they may not understand the path they're on, this way I'm able to help them with this. They can just put their hand on the book and ask for spirit's assistance and ask for guidance, and then they can open the book to that page. And the book itself has a lot of good journeys and stories that I've actually done. People have actually phoned me and told me that they've written to me and told me that they felt this book has helped a lot of people, help them understand what the book can do. Now, we always have trying to figure out what angels mean to us and why we have so many. And people always say they like to deal with tragedy. You know, how do we deal with tragedy in life? How do we deal with what affects us? Well, dealing with tragedy, whether personal or not, leaves us in emotional turmoil and can have a profound effect on so many months or even years later. Watching a horrific tragedy unfold on television set our homes was almost too much for many of us to bear. Life almost came to a standstill for ones far too bear. Was once too far away to help out physically. Along with disbelief, horror, and fear that something like this could happen almost in our backyard came anger. Anger at the people responsible, anger at our government for insufficient security, anger at God for letting this happen, anger at ourselves for not seeing it coming. Those of us that were not close enough to help in the aftermath began helping in other ways. And the donations of food, clothing, shelters, money, and blood for the injured were the first steps in the healing process. For the ones directly affected, the waiting for their loved ones and friends to come home or call must have seemed like they were in a nightmare of the worst kind, and with no waking up and realizing it was a dream. All we could do was send prayers and healing out to those in need. We start to rebuild, not only in the physical sense, but also our lives, and we start the living process again for the ones that need us here right now. The awareness is also there that nations can come together in times of great need. We might be so grief-stricken on the passing of our loved ones that we think we will never see them again. And some of us think we'll see them in heaven only. Guess what? You'll see them again and again. And this is reincarnation. And to repeat it, life itself, until we learn and experience everything there is. Many of the people lost their lives, tragically, must simply learn their karmic pattern and other further along in their spiritual journey. The lesson for all the world was to learn that there is no ending to life, but only a beginning. It is only the physical earth body that dies, and the spirit is eternal. Spirit does not die.
We have a caller online.
Okay, we'll take the call.
You bet. It'll take me about 3 seconds to put them on.
Okay. We have a caller.
Hello, is this Derek?
Yes, it is.
Hi,
Derek. What is your name? Where are you from?
I am from Northern California, Chico, and my name is Deja.
Deja?
Uh-huh.
How do you spell that name?
D-E-J-R-A.
Nice name.
Thank you.
Yeah. So what does it mean?
I've been told it means an angel voice.
Oh, okay. Well, see, we're talking about angels. What can I do for you?
Well, I was just told that you are phenomenal as far as giving people readings. And,
okay.
And information about their paths and their lives and different things like that.
Are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. I lost you.
You lost me.
Okay, so you want a simple reading?
Yes, please.
Okay.
I have to share this with you because I have someone here in spirit who's actually showing me. I feel this is like either father figure or grandfather figure, but I feel like I want to talk about someone who actually had a head injury or an internal injury inside the mind. That is fast.
Does it have to be a man?
I'm just feeling this person right now.
Okay.
Who had the injury inside the brain? Like, I feel like I'm going into, like, I feel like I'm confused and throwing. Oh, wow. Like, I feel like my brain is swelling.
Wow. And it's somebody that's passed over?
Yes.
My sister was in a car accident and died.
Your sister was in a car accident?
Yes.
Did she deal with a brain injury?
I don't know. Well, she died in a car accident.
She died in a car accident?
Yeah.
I feel like, I wonder if this is her. Hang on a second here. What's her name?
Cindy.
Cindy?
Yes.
I think what's happened is that when she passed, it was like, was there alcohol or was there a drug in use at the time when she died in the car accident?
Well, yeah, nobody knows that, but...
Does that make any sense?
Yes.
Okay, because I feel like I'm dealing with it. I can't see through my eyes, and I feel confused.
Oh.
And I think she was dealing with also with a relationship with a male at the time when this accident took place.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
She let me know to tell you that she loves you. And she let the family know that she's okay. You needed to know that.
A male died in the car with her.
Sorry?
A male died in the car with her.
The man died in the car with her?
I don't know what relationship they had, but
okay.
A man did die.
That's why I wasn't sure. Was he older than her?
Yes, much.
Much older?
Yes.
Okay, this is the man. I wasn't sure if he was a father figure or an older man. I just felt that he was an older man with you in spirit. He's the one that came through first.
Oh.
That's why I was confused by there was a male figure here, but he's not saying himself being a relative, and I thought it was like a father figure or someone who was, like, older. And I feel like there's a swelling of the brain as well. So this man, both him and her, were not in, I want to say, fully aware of themselves being in the vehicle.
Okay.
Like for some reason, there was either... I felt I'm going to say I want to go through depression before she died.
Hmm.
Does that make any sense?
Yes. Yeah, she...
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm sure she was very, very young, and she had a three-month-old baby.
Okay.
And so I'm sure she, you know, went through a lot of depression leaving.
Okay. What I'm saying is that right now is she's actually safe where she is. She's happy where she is. There's no unhappiness. She's showing me now... Was she pregnant before she died?
Yes, she had a baby. She had a three-month-old baby when she died.
Okay.
Who is now 28.
Okay, now was she pregnant when she died?
No, not that I know of.
Okay, because I have a funny feeling that she was starting to become pregnant again.
Oh.
Because I'm being shown a pregnant woman before she died.
Oh, no.
So she may have carried a child again, or had thought about doing it again.
Well, she could have maybe been just a couple weeks or a couple months pregnant.
Okay.
I mean, she was very young. I mean, she was 18.
She was what? How old was she?
She was 18.
18?
Yes.
Okay. To let you know, like I said before, I feel that what she dealt with in the past now is she's moved on with it. And this has only been a couple of years she's passed, has she?
28 years ago.
How long ago?
28.
Hard to... Are you using the cordless?
No. Are you having trouble hearing me?
Yes, I am.
I'm trying to talk as loud as I can. I'm on a regular phone.
Okay. Where are you at?
I'm in Chico, California.
Chico, California. Now I got you. I got you really strong now.
Okay, I'll just talk very loud.
Okay, I'll tell you why. Because when spirit comes through, their energy is coming through the phone so strong that they will step between both our voices. Like they use the electrical lines, the phone lines. They do that quite often.
Wow.
Okay, because I hear you very sharp.
Yeah, I've been wanting to ask you about her because I've been feeling like she's with me at times. Not too long ago,
yeah.
I felt like I saw her. I had one of the best days of my life, and right in the middle of all this wonderful stuff happening, I just like spaced out, saw her sitting next to me, giggling and just, you know, enjoying the best day of my life with me.
Does she have a birthday coming up?
Yes.
Because she's acknowledging you with birthday, and you need to celebrate that with her.
Both of us are Geminis, and both of us, my birthday is next week, and her birthday is the week after.
Okay, well, she's acknowledging you, let you know that celebrate that for her and with her. She wants to let you know that she wants to celebrate the birthday.
Wow.
Okay.
That's great.
Okay, and... Now, this is your sister?
Yes.
Okay. Dad, is your father pastor? Is he still here?
Is our father? He's
yes.
Still here.
Okay. Who is the one that is dealing with issues regarding loss of your sister? Is it your dad or your mom?
Right now and forever, my dad.
Okay. I'm bringing your dad up, okay?
Okay.
You need to tell Dad that she's okay. Like, your dad's thinking it's his fault that she went this way.
I know.
Okay? And even, I want to say that she must have been seeing your dad and asking for advice. But I want to say, too, she also was very stubborn. She doesn't always take advice. Okay? She had to make choices on her own with herself for herself. But I want to say that she loves your father. And she's always around him, but she's trying to cheer him up, and he just doesn't want to get out of it.
I know.
And you need to tell him that that she's okay and she's safe. She's not hurting. She's not in pain. Okay?
Okay.
I want to say this, that she said it was her time. So it wasn't specifically saying that, you know, like some people will say, you know, it was a freak accident. I feel this is her time because I asked her, I actually asked my guides how long she was supposed to live till, and they said that was the time.
I knew that anyway because an angel or somebody came to me the night before and told me and warned me.
Yes. To be prepared for that.
Yeah, because I wouldn't have made it if I didn't know that. If that angel did not come to me and tell me that it was meant to be and that it was her time, I would not have made it.
Exactly. Exactly. So I feel that she knew when her time was like, you know, some people say we have what you call a door that we make choices to go to. And throughout our lives, we're given about, sometimes, you know, they always say the cat has 9 lives. We have pretty well the same version of a 9 life. That means that as we grow older, whether it's from youth to age of elderly, we have a choice of leaving this world.
Mm-hmm.
But not through a suicide. But what it really is that we have to learn by experience and having to learn our lessons throughout life, no matter how hard the lessons are. If anyone says, you had a real easy life, that means that they've actually had a hard life previously before. That means their past lives, they've had hard lives.
Mm-hmm.
This life, they're having an easier life because they're going through it a little bit easier because they've already dealt with the issues and this self-judgment and pain. So those who are going through suffering today and are experiencing the loss of a loved one or loss of loved ones or even family, of anyone connected to them, that you have to go through the experience of what it's like to lose a loved one. Plus, that she's making a choice through her birth contract. If she decides to leave this world early, that has come because it's basically by the contract. And it's like the angels letting you know ahead of time that be prepared. And because you're such a spiritual person, to be prepared that your sister will be leaving you. And yes, sometimes we don't want to accept that. We don't want to believe in that. We think, okay, well, it's just my imagination. I'm hoping it doesn't happen. But when these events do happen, then sometimes people think it's a curse or a bad thing. It's not a curse. It is a gift.
I realized that. It took me a while, but I realized it. And I think it saved my life.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
What? Ask her about her daughter. Her daughter's been feeling like she's come into her. She never knew her mom because she was only 3 months old. And me and Chrissy are very, very close. I promised my sister that I would take care of her and you know, be good to her for the rest of my life. And we're very close. But she's always asking me about her mom and asking me if she's around her and if she's her guardian angel and things like this. And
I will say that she's around her all the time, and she says to me to say this to you, to tell her that every time she looks into the mirror, her mother's reflection's in her face.
It's true. They're identical.
Okay. So she sees her reflection in the mirror, and every time she sees her face, mom's with her. Plus, I also get what you call a transparency of mom standing behind her every time she looks in the mirror. That means mom's to her right side, and she always keeps on looking over her shoulder thinking, "Is mom? Who's that? Who's there?" That's her mom.
Wow.
Or her mom is watching over her. So she is her own guardian. Like, she watches over. She's her own. Mom is the guide. Mom's still around. You know, mom's not hurting. So I said, mom's around her, and she's her own guardian. She watches over her. And,
wonderful.
You know, this cute little girl is going to be a singer when she grows up.
She's going to be a singer?
Singer.
Really? Because we've been doing karaoke together.
Oh, she's going to be majorly singing all her life, like through the years. She'll become, I want to say she wants to become famous. You never know. She might. If she follows her heart, her dream will come true.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm not kidding, but I am.
Oh, that is incredible. I mean, wow. I mean, she sings kind of good, but not great. But she loves to sing.
She will do it. She'll have the voice. She may need training. You
okay.
Know, get someone to teach her. And I'm seeing her fingers busy on a piano.
You see her what?
Her fingers busy on the piano.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow,
so
we're going
to... She'll have interest in some sort of musical instrument, whether it's a piano, but I feel like I want to see her fingers around the piano.
Oh, I'll have to tell her that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because she has a little tiny box of the few things that my sister had. One night, she, in the middle of the night, something closed the box.
Gee, I wonder who that was.
Yeah. I told her, well, duh, you know, but she says, well, does that mean she's around all the time, or does that mean she just visited me to tell me that she's, you know, around sometimes, or what does that mean, you know?
Now, I want to ask you a question. Why are you getting headaches?
I'm getting, like, blurred vision and
okay.
Head rushes.
Okay. I need to tell you this right now. Because they're showing me that you're either starting getting headaches or you will be getting those problems through sight, which makes sense. Your intuition is going to become even stronger. Okay? I really recommend you to learn about angelic healing, learning how to work with the angels more and use your gifts and start practicing it.
That I'm a healer?
Yes.
I felt that. I have felt that.
Yeah, he needs to start doing it because there's, I'm being shown here, for as often as you do healing on others, the healing will return back to you in the exchange.
Wow, okay.
Okay. Now, you'll start noticing you might get headaches because your energy is starting to raise into another level. And that means that you'll be able to, I want to say you'll be probably most likely to be in a very similar field as I am.
Wow.
Okay. So I recommend to find some good teachers that will help you through your training. Don't just stick to one, you know, check them all out, but do it where you go by word of mouth who you would find is important to you.
Okay.
I would say, you know, if you have any chances in the areas, if you have a spiritualist church, they have some really good teachers that train well. And anybody who's involved in angelic work, and I wouldn't put it past them later on through the years as you become much older, you'd be more involved in hospice work, helping people stepping over to the side.
Wow.
Especially your mom and dad.
Wow.
You'll have that gift, and it's nothing to fear. It's actually a gift, and it is going to be, you'll be honored in that way.
Wow, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been having, I know my spiritual level has been getting bigger and, you know, greater, and I've been having weird symptoms, just, you know, like head rushes, even when I'm sitting down.
How old are you?
I'm going to be 46 next week.
Okay, yeah. Your energy is much stronger than you think. Pardon me. Now, I've got someone else here in spirit who's making me do this, and they come through me. What happens is that when I am reading people, or if I'm in their vibration, there's other people that are in spirit who are trying to come through, and they will try to control my body.
Oh.
And they try to enact the way that I should feel. There's someone here in spirit who's shown themselves to me that they had dealt with what you call a throat cancer or a throat problem that passed.
Oh, how about emphysema?
Okay, throat issue, emphysema, yes. Who's this?
My grandmother.
Okay, she's here right now with me.
Oh, tell her that I was young when she passed, and I have regrets that I didn't spend more time with her and talk with her more, because I need my grandma now more than ever.
She's going to be helping you, and she's also working with your sister. They're working together.
Oh, wow.
She let me know that she's going to be your angel over your shoulder.
Her and my sister are?
Yes, but mostly grandma.
Oh, I knew that too.
Okay, you wanted them to be there. They're going to be with you, helping you.
Wow, that's wonderful.
There's talking about it, and then there's doing it. You got to talk about doing it. Okay?
Okay.
And they're also showing me angel cards. If you don't have a deck, get a set.
I have them.
Okay, start using them more often.
I use them when I pray and when I meditate. My angel cards have, they're like tarot cards, but they have angels on them, and they have different focus points, you know, whether it's love, different things that you would desire in that, and I bring out the angel card that I want to focus on.
Yeah. That'd be work well. I would say recommend it to follow your dream, and you'll do quite well with that.
Wow, wonderful.
Okay.
Can you ask my granny if she's also the angel that's watching out for my mom and her husband? Because she was an artist and a painter, and my mom married a man who is an artist and a painter, and he says that she talks to him all the time.
What I get here is that she arranged the relationship.
That's what he said.
Okay.
We all knew that.
She was what you call the Cupid.
Yep.
Okay, which is an angel in disguise.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
We all knew it. It's so funny.
Yeah.
Tell her she did good.
Well, you can tell her that.
Oh, yeah.
Just say, Grandma, you did great.
Yeah, because my mom can't be left alone. She, after my grandmother passed, my mom needed somebody so bad and needed my stepfather.
Yeah. I think you'll do quite well. You just need to follow your heart more.
Okay. Is there anybody else coming through?
Right now, those are the two that want to really give you that give push.
Okay.
Yeah. Just trust your heart and you'll do quite well.
Well, that was an amazing reading. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care of yourself.
Okay. Take care, Derek. Bye-bye.
Okay. We are...
Derek? This is... Hello?
Quite close of shutting her down, but I'm not going to be leaving yet.
Oh, Derek? Wait. Derek?
Huh? Yes.
Yes, this is Don. I had something to say.
Yep.
And we're on the air still, so I wanted to say this on the air. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, you did a reading last week. Somebody phoned in.
Hello? Yep.
Somebody phoned in last week. You did a reading on your first show.
Yeah.
And you gave that woman a 35-40 minute reading, and I put her on the air, and you gave her this reading, and it stunned me because I couldn't even begin to understand how you knew this kind of information. And I've heard many psychic readings in my life, and it was so overwhelming that I was stunned, and I was going to phone you right after the show, but you hung up off the radio. But before I could phone you, I get an email, and it's from my aunt, Diane, and she's the one who called up. I didn't even know. She lives in Canada, Nanaimo, B.C. I didn't even know she listens to BBS radio. She's my father's sister. I had no concept. And it was her to be your first call-in, and she emails me, and if I read you this email, I think I forwarded it to you, maybe?
Yeah.
Said it was, that it was uncanny how you knew this, kind of, the gist of it. It was amazing. And the lady that just called in was a lady named Dejra. And you would be stunned at how accurate you are. I'm just amazed. Dejra runs A Star for the Night.
Yes.
And she helps sick children. And I'm amazed how you know things. You're remarkable, totally remarkable. And the energy you give off is profoundly forgiving and loving. It's amazing, the clarity and the strength of the energy that you give off just by being present. You're remarkable.
Well, thank you. I try to do the best I possibly can to make the best contact as possible with spirit, and I try to be I try to listen to as much as I can to do the right way. I don't like to add things in that don't belong to me. Like, I rather listen to what spirit tells me and not to add stuff in.
Yes.
I don't pretend. I'm very, very direct, and I teach all my clients or my students. I always say, I want to shoot from the hip, and this is what I'm seeing. And they just turned around and said, how did you know?
Yeah.
I've had a couple of clients say to me, if I phoned their friends and asked them first before they sat down with me, I said, no. I said, I just listen to a spirit, and I believe in their heart, and I do as much as I possibly can to help people.
Well, what you do that's so most important in my mind is that you not only are healing people, because through you they're finding their oneness with their own, you know what I mean? They're finding who they really are, but you're also proving, you know, every single time you're proving that connection that we all have with spirit, and you do it in such a way as, in my mind, you prove it. So
yeah.
It's remarkable.
Well, I walk my talk.
Yes.
That's what I do.
Yes.
I walk my talk, and I keep it positive, and I try to work with people. The thing is that when you're in this field, there are people out there that talk about, you know, fixing this and fixing that. And I try to help them on the positive side as well, because, you know, most people that come to you for clients, and you know this yourself, you get a lot of clients coming to you, and the first thing they look for is the worst part to hear because they have fear of what's going to happen next. I try to teach them about the positive side of this. These are the things you can do. These are things that you can do for yourself if you want to, but you need to make the intent to do it. And they start seeing a lot more light in their path when they start believing in that.
Yes. Well, we at BBS are just honored to have you. It's great to have you with us and your energy. We love you. I'm going to let you close her down so we can get the next person on the air. But again, I just wanted to get on the air and personally tell you that I think you're just fantastic, and we truly do love having you.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it. I enjoy being on the show. I know in the near future, I mean, basically I will be have a beautiful intro song that I'll be using. A lady's name is Cedar Miller, and her voice does healing people as well. She actually she will sing her songs, and she heals you when she does her therapy. So I've always I asked her if I can use her song in the intro of the show, and she's just said she's thrilled. She looks forward to hearing her song being played on internet radio as well.
In fact, we'll play it right after you close. I'll put it on, and we also have several of her other songs.
Oh, great!
Okay.
Excellent. So, how much time we got left? 1 minute. Well, I'd like to thank everyone for participating in Between Two Worlds. I'd like to thank BBC. I'm just, like, in awe right now. I'd like to thank everybody in BBS Radio for asking me to participate in their program, and I really do enjoy being on their show. And if anyone wishes to get a hold of me, to contact me, please email me at whiteskycloud@yahoo.com. And also, if you want to go to my website, is whiteskycloud.com. And if you want to see more about me, go to bbsradio.com. And I can share more information for you. Look forward to hearing from you. And I do have a phone number that you can reach me at my home. It's area code 604-818-8375. And in closing, I'd like to thank everyone for being here and look forward to hearing you all and talking to you all next week, next Saturday, again at 3 o'clock. And I look forward to hearing from everybody else. So everybody take care, and blessings to you all, and safe driving, and have a fun life.
Oh, in fact, before I stall you?
Yep.
Derek?
Yes.
I just learned, and that's true, correct? From what I understand, the other show is not coming on. It's delayed this week, so it'll be back again. Advanced Living will be back again next week live.
Okay.
So you can either close her up now or do another hour or whatever you want to do.
How about if we do another hour? Let's have fun. Let's have fun. We'll keep to another hour. So if anybody else wants to phone in, another call in, go right ahead.
Absolutely. And you know, folks, I would take advantage of this only because, and unfortunately, the 800 number we thought was good worldwide is not.
Oh, it's not.
They bungled it. I say that because it's true, folks. AT&T bought out Yahoo and SBC, and now I'm dealing with AT&T, and I'm trying to. They're telling me twice that they've done something, and it has not been done, and I don't know what to say except for when you're waiting an hour and a half online with customer service, it gets a little upsetting.
Okay.
So we're having a hard time with that issue. We might have to go back with our other 800 number, which was good worldwide, if I can't get this figured out, because right now it's only good in the U.S.
Okay.
And they were supposed to have fixed that, and I phoned them, and I don't know what the deal is. Between you and I, it's a mystery to me.
Yeah, well, that happens sometimes, and everybody's buying out people, and they want to own this and own that. And
I think they're too busy. I don't want to go into the popular internet rants about them giving up all of our records over to the government, but maybe that's what's kept them, what's got them so busy. I don't know.
Yeah. Maybe because they were buying out the phone lines. Maybe it's the reason why we're having all these problems in different places. And everybody's getting wrong numbers or wrong lines. That happens quite often. But what I was going to say was, now that we're probably, if people are actually having difficulties calling in, that's fine. Do the best you can. So if we have anyone who wishes to call in today, if they're not going to worry too much about a long-distance call, if they themselves don't mind to call me, go right ahead. I'm looking forward to it. You can always call the other number, which is, should I give the other number there?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's 530-876-3222. So, again, that's 530-876-3222. So if you're listening in Canada or abroad, that's the number you'll have to call, at least for the next few days until we get this straight, which, again, it's a mystery, so as mysteries unfold, we will bring you more. I just love problems. They don't get to me anymore as they used to. To me, I roll with them, laugh with them, and say, hey, you know?
Yeah, we're always into making the best we can. What I'm also working on, too, is actually, if anyone wishes to get a hold, make contact with me, I'm working on setting up a site for under Pal Talk. So people want to email me or they want to have a chat while I'm talking online, I'll see what I can possibly do for you in the near future. I'm also working on a second book. The book I'm working on right now is called, it'll be called Spiritual Awakenings. And that is also based on learning how to understand the awakenings that we have. And the interesting part is when I talk to people about the spiritual awakening, and most young women, it's mostly women, not so much men, but mostly young women, who they'll say, well, how do you know what's an awakening? Well, everyone will, this is basically what, this is what awakening means. When a young woman sees a young man and she has these butterfly feelings in her stomach, I'm sure all of you women out there have had those little butterfly feelings when you were growing up, and you say, he looks like a hunk. How do I respond to that? That's your awakening. That's telling you what you feel is right or what you don't feel right. That's where you start feeling the crush, falling in love, or finding someone's very attractive to you. The other part is that when you walk up to someone and you'll say to each other, have we met somewhere before? And you're trying to figure this out. Those are past life people. You've actually lived a life where you've met these people once before. And I got a funny feeling, a very strong feeling, that actually Donald and Doug and I have met somewhere in a past life somewhere. Because these situations have never would have happened, them asking me to be part of the radio show. So there's a reason for all this. We're always put here for a reason on this earth, and that's to learn about loving each other and sharing our stories. And to share the experiences that we've actually all dealt with. And everybody has a story to tell. And that's why we call elders. You know, like myself, I'll be turning 50 in October. I'm basically in my Aboriginal community, in the Métis community, I'm recognized as an elder. But myself, I've always felt myself being an elder in training. Yes, I have three grandchildren, lovely grandchildren. And it's just hard. Sometimes you're trying to figure out, what does the grandfather do? Well, I don't have white hair, but I try to be as fun as possible with grandkids. I mean, I love children. They are nothing but heaven to me. And I'm more adopted as uncle than actually as grandfather, because everybody's family that I've met, everybody calls me Uncle Derek. But I like having fun with children, because I feel like I've always been that way growing up, kids, and I've always enjoyed that. Thing is that you learn to believe in yourself. You learn to believe in what you can do. And the most important part of people's lives is learn to believe in it. And when you have that intuitiveness, and basically that's what the psychic self means, is intuitiveness. Trust it. Trust the intuition. You know, don't let yourself get stuck and think you can't do it. I know what we can do, what we can't do. We have our limitations, yes, but we only limit what we can limit. We have physical limitations, spiritual limitations, not always. We always have more than just a spiritual limitation. Unless someone tells you, you only can do so much. Now, would you believe them, what they tell you? Or would you do what you feel that you can do even more? And that's called filtering what feels right. Trust your intuition. Trust your feeling. Trust what feels good for you. When you have an angelic awakening, and my first time when I had an angelic awakening was quite phenomenal for me. When I was 8 years old, and I saw a man, the upper half of the man from top of his head to his waistline, knocking on a door of someone's home that are friends of my mom and dad's. And I was in their house, and I got heard a knocking on the door, and I'm standing at the doorway at the bedroom with the kids playing, and I turned around, and I'm watching a lady friend of ours open the door, and I see this man standing there, and I'm walking slowly out. I could see the top half and the lower up to his waist. And he said to her out loud, he said, "I'm sorry I can't make it to come and see you. I was killed in a car accident up in Ontario on the highway. You'll hear from me later on, but I need to go now. And I love you and love the family." The man turned around and he walked down the sidewalk and he disappeared. An hour later, a phone call was made by the police saying that he was killed in a car accident. Interesting part was that his spirit left his body and he came to see his family. Let them all know that he was saying goodbye. But goodbye was never forever, because he did come back again to visit family after his passing, after the funeral. He was coming through to them in dream time, telling them, "It's okay, I'm having fun. I'm on a vacation. I don't have to work anymore. Just having fun." I had a friend of mine who passed away of lung cancer and kidney cancer. And this was about two years ago. And I heard that he had cancer, so I saw him at the hospital, and they had him in hospice upstairs on the top floor of the hospital. And I said to him, "You know, even though your family has been handed you the Bible, and this priest has showed up and telling you to confess your sins every day and asking for God's forgiveness, but do you ever feel in your heart that you've ever hurt anyone in your life, physically or emotionally hurt people?" He says, "Well, I've had my days, but not hurt people." "So do you feel you have to confess your sins every day, hoping that God's not going to take you and put you in hell?" He figured that when a man tells him the reason why he's got cancer because he did something evil, that's not right. No matter who you are, you have no right to tell someone that, even no matter how you become sick, that you did something evil, which is not true. There are some good people out there that have got cancer and had other illnesses in the past because it was their time. It was meant to be their time. But I told this man, and I said to him, "When you leave this world, come pay me a visit. I look forward to seeing you." Now, this man actually was a good friend, and he was actually in the military many years ago. And then he became a frontiersman, which is almost like security, but they were very professional. They look like RCMP officers in uniform. Very nice, nicely dressed up, very sharp looking. And he came to see me the first time, 2 weeks after he passed. And he was in full uniform. He came to me in my dream time. And he looked at me and he saluted me. And I thought, "You bugger. You come to say goodbye, or you come to say hello, to let me know that you were did come and see me." And he said, "I told you I'd come to see you." And I did. 2 weeks later, I get another dream of him. This time he's not in uniform, he's in a car, but a sports car. And it has no roof on it. convertible, pulls up towards me, and he says, I'm going to have to go have a drive now. I'm just enjoying my journey, my trip. He said, have a good life, Derek. I'll see you sometime. Now, he tells me this. Okay, cool. I'm glad that he's doing well. So I go and I'm talking to some friends who know him, and I told my dream, the vision that I had of him pulling up in this little convertible, little sports car. Looked like a Mustang in a way. And he says, and I told him about this, what I said, and they said he used to always talk about getting his own sports car and wanting to travel. And I said, cool. So that's what he was doing. He was showing me what he wanted to do, and he did it. Sometimes we feel that in life, if we can't have a dream that comes true now, then it'll come to you the next life. If it doesn't come to you in the next life, it will come to you, and you fulfill that dream when you're in spirit. God never takes anything from you. Always you'll have a dream that'll come true. No matter how your life is shortened or lengthened, but you'll always have a dream come true. And it's totally, totally phenomenal. When Spirit said to me, my father told me one time when I was 16 years old, he said, son, he said, one day, he says, you're going to be very, very famous, and I'm seeing you have your own radio show, and you won't need guests. Now, being 16, my father made a prediction, but I never thought about that then. I thought, yeah, right, Dad. But he was right. Because my first radio show I had on the AM, I didn't have guests. And I didn't realize, I didn't think about it until after. And my dad said to me, I told him I was having my own radio show. He said, son, do you remember me telling you this? I said, oh, right. So, you know, like, my dad, he's got his own little intuitiveness in himself. It was passed down from his side of the family as well. We always have intuition. There's something there that a parent will always make a prediction. A parent will always have a worry about all each other, thinking they're not going to make it. You know, they worry about life in general because society itself teaches them to have fear. Fear of living or fear of not having anything. And the biggest important thing that I always wanted to teach everyone is say, do not have fear. If someone says to you, talk to the hand, I'm sure you've heard that before, talk to the hand, and they stick it right up in your face. That's their fear. They're afraid of you. But if you learn to take that hand and tell them to face it towards their own face and look at it, that hand is talking about having faith. Have faith in yourself, knowing that you become successful. Face your fears. That's important. We learn to believe in ourselves, and that's even more important.
You know, Derek, what amazes me so much is that there are people out there that actually have the ability to heal others and then put it to good use.
Yep.
You know, yourself, I mean, if somebody came to you, because I know that you do readings, you do services for people, what can they do through you to help clear their energy or their karma or their get healings or, you know what I mean? What services do you provide on your website that people can use?
Well, a lot of people do absent healing, and absent healing is if a person's asked for healing, you would send an aura of light to them, to the family. I use crystals. I do crystal healing. I'm also a shaman, so I have the ability to go from into interdimensional depth and places where most people don't go to on the average. I've had a few challenges in my life growing into the field that I'm in. Now, some people say, well, you know, why do you call yourself a shaman? Well, because my elders call me a shaman because I have that ability. And shamans, what they learn to do, again, is part of my Aboriginal background, but have the ability to see the future, the ability to see the certain in-depths of things that most people don't understand. But I had to learn to face the inner depth of our own darkness. But also, it's also to learn the challenges in life, because, you know, sometimes we have challenges that people give us challenges with. For example, now this is not putting down witchcraft or anybody who practices their field, but some people out there like to practice it in a very bad way, and they like to put scares in people. And I've had that challenge just put in front of me. I had a couple of young girls that were trying to scare, or I guess their words were, they said, Wiccan rules. And I said, well, okay, it may rule, but be careful what you are practicing if you don't know how to use it. And I said, who's teaching you? And they said, well, we go read books. I said, well, books don't always give you answers. You need to go through proper teaching. You need to go through someone who can teach you. And she said, these girls said, we can do whatever we want. You know, we've got power, we got rule. And, you know, I said, be careful what you do. And all of a sudden, one girl, she says, I'm going to send you something, and she said, I'm going to see if you can find it. But I'm going to send you a message from someone who I know who'll come and they'll see you, and they're going to put a scare in you and tell you how powerful I am. And I said, be careful what you just said, because if I hear or if I see it, and if it does come to me, I will challenge it, and I'll find out what's going on, why. So within 24 hours, I had a dream, and there was this woman wearing white hair, and she kept chasing me. And she kept chasing me, and she was trying to catch me, and I kept feeling, why am I running from her? Why am I so scared of her? And I thought, no, that's just wrong. So I got up from behind these bushes in the dream, and I kept saying to her, why are you chasing me? She says, because I'm powerful. And I said, who sent you? She said, I am the leader. I am almighty Wiccan. And I said, I don't care who you are. I said, it's not right what you're doing. And she said, I can, no matter where you go, she said, I'll find you. And I said, fine. I said, I'll talk to you later. So I opened my eyes that day. I thought to myself, okay, how am I going to figure this out? What can I do to stop this? Because if this person is going to keep on bugging me in my dreams, I got to stop this. It's not right. It's not humanly right. Two things I had to learn. One is a mirror vision, which is basically what they send to you. They can bounce back at them. But the other vision was, I thought, okay, I'm going to go into a deeper way of doing it, and I make contact. Who's responsible? Who's actually is involved? So I went to a different depth. I went deeper into another world. And I made contact with three head Wiccans, head witches, who started this practice many, 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 many generations ago. When I went there and I walked up to them, and all I seen from the distance as I'm walking up to them was, it looked like a fire, but the fire was white. And there were three of them were sitting in a circle around the fire. And their skin was almost palish green, but not a real true green, but a very palish color and green. And they looked as if they had, I'll get you to say, almost a... Each personality was different. But the women kept staring at the fire. And I said to them, why are you trying to hurt me? What did I do to you? And they said, we're not hurting you. We have no fear. We have no intention of hurting you. We respect you. We know who you are. And I said, well, why do you intend on chasing me? Why do you intend on causing trouble? Why did you let this girl take care of all, do all this? Why is she trying to cause us trouble? And they said that they don't know her. They never had anyone that they sent to teach her, and she's being taught the wrong way. I said, well, what are you going to do about it? She said, in their own words, they said, we respect you for what you do. We will not harm you. We'll make sure it's taken care of. True story. This young girl the next day couldn't figure out why she was losing her hair. Pieces of her hair was falling out of her head. Now, I didn't send this to her. but I asked them to stop it. When I saw the girl, she looked sad. And I said to her, be careful what you do, because what you do may hurt you. It bounced back. I said, did you do something to me? Did you send something over to me to try and to let me know that you have power? And she said, uh-huh. And she looked at me really like scared. I said, don't ever do that again. I said, your hair will go back, but don't do that again. That's not right. You don't hurt people. That's not the way God does it. You don't have power. You have the power of love and light and God's light, not the power of darkness. Don't walk it, because you will live in a very unhappy life, and you don't want to do that. And so when I told her that, she stopped. She became different. She stopped practicing what she was doing. She became a beautiful young woman, and she has a great personality. she walked away from it all. Now, I'm not saying that she had to stop what she was doing, but to practice it in a very safe way, not to pretend to be somebody she's not.
Derek?
Yeah.
That was a remarkable, remarkable story. I was drawn right into it. I felt what you're saying. It was, wow. And an incredible lesson there to be learned from everybody. You know, we have a caller online.
Okay.
And I put him on quietly, and I just thought I'd let you know that he's been listening to the whole story. He's probably as enrapt as I am.
Oh, without a doubt.
Okay. Well, bring him on.
He's online.
Hi, okay. How are you?
Good. Who am I talking to?
My name's Simon. I'm calling from Northern Ontario.
Hey, nice to meet you, Simon.
What's yeah. Well, I'm just sitting here listening to your show. I've been catching it the last couple of weeks here. And, yeah, I'm in awe. You're blowing me away.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. Really, I got inspired to call you because of what you were saying, talking about personal empowerment and, you know, raising awareness and awakenings. And, you know, I've had the last 10 years of my life have been a rather amazing experience and awakening. And
yeah.
I've decided to take on a different path and from my usual way of living. And I wonder what you might have to say about that.
Are you going into paranormal investigating? Because I see you go through houses.
Pardon me?
I'm seeing you go through houses.
I've thought about it, but...
You'll be doing it, but you need to practice, you need to meet some people to teach you in the proper field if you decide to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing you go through houses. I'm seeing a flashlight in your hand, and you're looking around upwards towards the ceiling. I'm seeing the flashlight in your hand. You're looking around. It's almost like an investigator, so to speak. But that's why I was asking if you're going to paranormal investigating, because what I'm seeing you doing is looking at different aspects of your life. Now I'm also seeing a female to your right. Now I'm not sure if she's passed, but she tells me she's younger than you, and whether she's on your mind. But this female, I would say she most likely has blonde hair, and she has a stature of, she's got a beautiful, beautiful face, and she's around you all the time.
Mm.
Are you in a relationship now?
No, I'm not. Actually, I've been for the past decade, I've taken the monk's path, just as a life choice. Part of my own, I spend a lot of time in the wilderness, out in the woods, that kind of thing.
Okay. There's a female around you who has interest in you.
Hmm.
This is a woman. She's really prominent. Her face is so prominent. She just won't let me go. I don't want to say that her hair is blonde, but she's wearing dreads. You know, like your Jamaican look?
Yeah.
That's what I'm seeing her wear.
Hmm.
But she has an oval face, very soft skin, and she's really, for some reason, she has interest in you.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I have to be aware, awake to that.
Yeah, keep a clear eyes open, because I feel that you'll meet her. And I want to say there's a coffee shop or some sort of a tea house, some sort of place that where people meet. It's a meeting place.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing you in there, and you meet her there. You see her there somehow. Somehow your connections are there. But whether it's, I want to say, through friendship first.
Oh, yeah.
There's an important part of this that you will benefit in that pattern.
It now, sounds like you've been talking to my grandmother.
Well, most likely.
It's something she always used to say to me when I was a young lad. She always said, you know, if you're going to be with somebody for your lifetime, be their friend first, you know.
That's what I'm being told to say to you.
Well, that's great.
Yeah, their words are, it's through friendship first. Because like they say in French first. They're, now, when your grandmother's passed, you realize that a lot of people that pass away, when they're much older, they pass away and they go back and become young again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, there also is a person, there's a place that I'm seeing you either traveling to. I'm seeing two places. One specific one is absolutely, I don't know why, they're saying Peru to you. And the other place they're pointing out to Peru. What was the other place? Aztec. So I think it's Peruvian and Aztec. Aztec is, yeah. You'll have some interest in the Peruvian time period.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've always wanted to go.
I think you got to go. There's a reason for it, and I think it's based on past life stuff.
Okay. Well, I've been feeling a past life influence, but not being able to pin it down.
Well, I think it's all to do with, like, you know, you said you're taking a monkship choice.
Yeah.
So that
it's passing away.
Part of you is there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because I need to say this. I'm seeing a lot of children around you there. Now, whether it's a a place where children are taken care of.
Mm.
Not a hospital. But I'm seeing you there somehow. But you're mingling with people there, like having to meet them.
Oh yeah.
What do you call that place? Foster home?
Oh, yeah.
But you're around foster kids for some reason. But it's not, you're not specifically living there, but you're just around the area. But for some reason, you meet people, and you'll meet a male and a female who will help influence you on the journey that you go on, because I'm being shown, like, you going to, well, I got to say this, too. You're going to Mexico. Because they're showing me a boat going to Mexico, but the Mexican area is not specifically the tourist area.
Oh, yeah.
You're taking different kinds of journeys.
Huh.
They will come up in some time in the future as well.
Well, that's fascinating.
I'm being shown water, a lot of water, not open, huge open water, but smaller, like a not a cruise ship, but a smaller type of boat where you're on tours, but you're doing it because you're on a journey. It's like it's a lot of spiritual stuff.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's really where, you know, what I'm curious about, because, like I say, things have been coming through pretty strong, and my awareness has got where I'm seeing and understanding things that I can't even explain at some point.
I will say this, you do have an Indian guide. You've been asking that question.
Okay.
Okay, you have a guide, and he's First Nations, he's Indian, he's coming through with you right now. He's what's called a warrior type guide.
Okay, I've always felt him.
Yeah, he's around you all the time. Now,
it's a strong aspect of my nature.
Yeah, I want to say his name is White Hawk. White Hawk. He's the name White Hawk. It means the messenger of spirit.
Okay.
Messenger to spirit.
That's awesome.
Okay.
Well, I feel a very strong affinity to the First Nations up here. You know, I have a lot of First Nation friends.
Yes. Well, when you start talking to White Hawk, and I would say your best bet to do, if you ever done automatic writing?
No, I haven't. No. I do it well. It's hard to say because I do a lot of writing on the. I call myself like an internet ranger. I do a lot of writing in clubs and stuff. about these issues.
This is what I was feeling that you need to be like you're. I'm seeing your hands busy with writing, and I feel if you do automatic writing that or writing with White Hawk. Now write his name down three times, and ask questions and let the thoughts come back to you from what you feel that he would say. Some people will say when they do automatic writing is that, oh, well, it's my imagination. You got to accept that the fact is the imagination receives the messages because it's an image of what we receive.
Awesome. Well, so, you just hit a major question right on the head that I had in my mind.
Was the imagination?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is my problem. When I do a lot of writings and I do some what I call inspired writings, and I just let them flow, and I look at it and go, did I write that? You know, like, where'd that come from?
You're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is a major question for me because, you know, sometimes I feel like, well, you know, I'm wasting my time, I'm deluding myself, that kind of thing, you know.
Yeah. Well, they were telling me this already before you can ask me the question because I know that the question's on your mind. The other part, too, that they're pointing out is that when you do this writing, light a candle, and they appreciate the candles. They love the flame.
Okay.
That's basically called eternal light.
Well, that's terrific. Well, thank you very much. I don't want to take up too any more of your time there. Let somebody else get a shot in here.
Well,
pleasure
talking to you.
Oh, yeah, it's been great, and I'll continue to listen, and hopefully we'll talk again.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay. I'm sure there are more people who want to call in and have a chat. You know, here's one thing that people actually deal with, actually, is learning how to believe in oneself. And, you know, there is actually something I want to share with you. There are many people who have a difficult time in believing in themselves or whether they should trust their own intuition. And I was telling them to speak up for what you feel is right. For example, one day a woman asked whether God truly loved her. And yes, of course. She asked, and why was she kicked out of her church when she spoke up and asked questions about God? What questions did she ask? Well, she replied that she had asked if God said it was okay for her husband to have an affair with another man's wife. Her husband told everyone that it was the devil that took over his body and insisted on committing that sin. The pastor, in return, said that God forgave him and his sins in front of all those people. Later on, again, her husband was unfaithful, and he had another affair. And again, he spoke with tears to everyone to forgive him. Finally, the wronged wife decided to speak up and told everyone that they should consider changing pastors or even tell the higher levels to have him removed. But no one said a word. Instead, they turned on her and asked her to leave again when she spoke up. Well, she wanted to know if it was a sin to speak up for what she felt was right, and did the pastor abuse his position? The pastor did not carry through any counseling or admonishing, and as for the husband, he'll have to face his own wrongdoings when he leaves this earth plane.
We have another caller.
Okay.
I'll put him on.
Yeah. Welcome, caller.
Hello.
What is your name and where are you from?
I'm Sandy. I'm in Vancouver, Washington.
Oh, so you're a next-door neighbor.
Oh, well, you're a little ways away. Aren't you in Canada?
Yeah, well, I'm part of Vancouver, Canada, and you're part of Vancouver, Washington.
Ah, there you go. We have twin cities.
Yeah, we're twin cities. What can I do for you?
Well, I was just wondering if you could tell me if there's anything exciting going on in my life anytime soon or what might be going on.
Sure. Give me a second here. I'll make contact with you. The first name was Sandy?
Yes.
Now, I'm seeing a woman here in spirit, and I want to say that either you're talking about going through therapy or physiotherapy. You're dealing with other issues physically. Am I correct or not?
She's what now?
Have you inquired about getting physiotherapy done?
Getting what now? I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Physiotherapy.
Therapy?
Yes. Physiotherapy as in massage therapy, and the therapy as in...
Does that make any sense at all?
Here, excuse me. Maybe if I get to another area, I can hear you better.
Yeah. You're breaking up here.
Okay. Try that.
That's better. Okay. What I was saying was that what I'm seeing here is a lady friend of mine who is actually a physiotherapist.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So what I'm seeing is I'm asking if you are dealing with or have talked about or inquiring about physiotherapy about having a back problem or problem with your body.
I do have a problem with my body, but I've just sort of given up to dealing with it.
Okay. Is it physiotherapy regarding aches and pains like your back and upper back and spine?
It's like my hips.
Okay. They're telling me you have to go to a physiotherapist, not a chiropractor.
Oh, I was thinking of going to a chiropractor.
Don't. You have to go to a physiotherapist.
No? Oh.
Okay. Well, I'm saying this because the physiotherapy will benefit you even more, and plus the physiotherapist also has chiropractic skills. But the physiotherapist will help you with your hips more. What's happening is that your atlas is out. You must have gone through either a car accident or actually what you call a tumble in the spine.
Okay. That would make sense. I mean, I had something happen to me a long time ago, but it was done to me by my ex-husband.
Okay. Did you fall on your back?
No. I was pulled really hard against a chair, and it broke my tailbone.
Okay. Remember I said you land on your like you had a sudden fall. Okay. Did you have your tailbone surgically removed?
No, they said there was really nothing that could be done with a broken tailbone.
Okay. If you had it surgically removed, you'd feel a lot better.
Oh.
If you wanted to. I've had some people have had their tailbones removed because of what happens is if you sit down, you have a hard time sitting.
Oh, yeah, mostly if you're skinny.
Yeah.
Because I had more trouble when I was thinner, you know.
But you will have a hard time sitting too long. Like, for example, you want to sit in a chair longer and you can't. You have a hard time sitting too long and you feel like the in-between your blades are giving you problems.
Is that why when I stand up to walk after sitting for a while, is it like my joints are locked?
Yes.
Oh, okay, because I couldn't understand. I just figured, just, you know, I'm getting older, you know, just accept it.
No.
So I can walk better.
Yes, you got to go through the physiotherapy. That's what they're telling me you need to do. You'll feel a whole lot better, and your body won't go through that condition. They'll give you advice about what to do next, but not to chiropractor. Chiropractor will just click, click, and that's it, done. I have nothing against chiropractors, but there's certain times you need them.
Uh-huh.
But you need to go through a physiotherapist more than a chiropractor. They do the exercise of it with you in that area more,
uh-huh.
But the chiropractor will just reposition you.
Yeah,
you guys go through the exercise of it, the physiotherapy.
Okay. Okay, anything uplifting?
Well, that's uplifting. It's giving you some great advice.
That's uplifting? I'm just used to living with it.
What's that?
I'm just used to living with it.
Well, sometimes you've got to make some changes because you don't want that pain to be with the rest of your life. Because as you get older, it gets worse.
Oh,
wonderful. The longer you let it ache, the more intense the pain becomes, and then you start taking painkillers, and you don't want to get yourself totally medicated. It could do more harm to medicate yourself all the time, and you end up ruining your kidneys and liver.
Oh, well, they don't give me anything.
No, I'm serious. If you start over-medicating yourself too much on painkillers, your liver starts to break down, and then you have to go through what you call a liver cleanse, and that's natural herbs.
All they ever say is it's arthritis and there's nothing we can do. That's all they ever tell me.
Like I said, physiotherapist will change your way of thinking.
I'll try that.
Okay, try. I'm going to stay with that because why would this? I'm being shown this from spirit, and I'm shown this a friend, the face of a friend of mine. So if they're telling me this, that means that you need to do this. That's my guidance up to you. If you choose not to, that's up to you. But I'll guarantee you that you'll start noticing a bigger change. Once you have fulfilled that request.
So this isn't actually like a therapist. This is like a little bit more than a therapist.
Yes.
A physiotherapist.
Yes.
Okay.
She does more. This person does physiotherapy for you, will do more for you than you think.
Oh.
Like, They work with the body, align the neck, align the spine to set it up, have it proper, and then plus you also do the exercises of it, how to fix it, and how to keep it in proper condition so then you can actually have a very healthy life.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah. Are you smoking?
No. Why?
Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Who's smoking around you? Is that a female?
My husband. My husband smokes.
Okay. And who's the female in spirit that's passed that used to smoke?
Emma.
Okay. She's coming to me and telling me right now that she is letting me tell you that your husband has to quit.
Well, is he getting something from smoking?
Yeah. He doesn't quit. He'll have cancer. Lung. No, take it back. She says prostate. If he doesn't quit smoking, he'll have prostate cancer.
Oh. Well, let me tell you. I could tell him that. He won't do it.
Well, I'll share a story with you. And this is a true story. I had a lady come and see me one time. Way back, and this is how I said it to her. I said, before you decide to go to Mexico, you need to go see a doctor about your breast. If you don't do something about it, within 3 days, when you're in Mexico, within 3 days after you get there, you'd be really sick and forced to come back to Vancouver. So she said to me, okay. She said, who told you I was going to Mexico? And I said, Spirit. And she said, well, I'm going there in 2 weeks. Okay, well, you better do something about it before you do it. She didn't say nothing. Anyways, a month later goes by, and she phones me back and says to me, she says, well, I went to Mexico, and in 3 days I got really sick, and I was forced to come back to Vancouver, and now I've got breast cancer. When I'm giving them a warning about something is to prevent it from happening. Certain people...
So is the warning... If he stops, will this prevent it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Because why would the female come through who smokes tells me that she says that she's... How is Emma related to you? Is your grandmother?
Pardon? She's my ex-husband's mother, and I helped take care of her when she was sick.
Okay.
She always seems to come through.
Pardon?
And I have... She seems to come through a lot with me, which is sort of
I need to say this to you. She loves you dearly. She does. She thinks you're more to her like a daughter than a daughter-in-law. You know, and she feels like she wants to be like a mom, a grandmom. You know, she's everything that comes through. And she appreciates it.
We lost her signal. She somehow got lost.
Well, I'm going to let her keep on doing that thing for her that she does love her and that she needs to come to accept the fact that it's okay and she'll do fine. And she appreciates everything that she has done for her when she passed. I hope, Sandy, that you do quite well and please listen that you'll do well in the future. If you want to get back to me, you can always email me at whiteskycloud.com. Anybody else who wants to email me, ask any questions. I don't mind doing it. Now, if anybody wants a professional reading, a full reading, I do charge $80 an hour. And if you want to do any mail readings or if you want to do any phone-in readings after the show or to make appointments in the future, please give me a call. The area code is 604-818-8375. 604-818-8375. You know...
We have a caller online.
Okay. I'm looking forward to it.
I'll put him on.
Okay.
Okay, yes.
Welcome, caller.
I'll put him on the air right now.
Okay. And welcome, caller. How are you doing?
Okay.
Hello?
I'm still here?
Yes?
Yeah?
Who am I talking to?
Hi, Christy.
Hi, Christy.
Are we on delay? I was listening to you online. Am I online?
You're with me right now. I hear you.
Terrific. I guess, I don't know what I was listening to online, but I wanted to call in to find out if I might be able to interact with you and learn something new.
Sure. Where are you calling from?
I'm in California. Southern?
Southern California?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. What's the weather like up there?
Well, the sun has just come out after many days of being tucked in. I'm on the coast.
Oh, yeah.
So it's been quite foggy. Or rather, just no sun.
Oh.
That's not bad.
Okay. What can I do for you?
You're fascinating. This is new for me. This is an entirely different, I went on the website, it led me to another place, and then here I am with the telephone number. I was listening to you online, and I'm fascinated. Is there anything that you might want to tell me about myself?
Okay. Okay. Okay, there's two things I want to share with you. One, I feel like there's something to do with movie media wrapped around you somehow. You're connected to it. The other thing I'm seeing here is, I'm not sure whether this makes any sense, but there's actually the law or someone in the badge who's connected to you somehow in the family, or someone in the family is dealing with a law issue.
Okay.
Does that make any sense at all?
No, not really.
Okay. Most likely, it could be, if it's something to do with connected to the law issue, that means that there's going to be, So I'm just going to actually be looking at you and saying they know you from somewhere before, I keep seeing this person, I don't know why I'm doing this. Okay. Did you ever do any modeling when you were young?
No, that wasn't.
Okay. Who in the family is talking about modeling?
I'm not privileged to any of that that I know of.
Okay, because I'm not off here because there's a reason for this. I'm seeing this woman's face, and she's connected to either TV or modeling, one of the two, and I'm seeing her face quite. Like, the type of person you're like, I want to say that you're really straightforward. You don't let people control what you believe in.
Mm-hmm. Are you talking about myself now, right?
Pardon?
You're talking about me?
Yes.
Okay.
You like taking control of your, like, being in control of your life. You don't like people controlling you.
Mm-hmm.
But they're also showing me here that there's, I don't know why, but I'm being shown a badge. That means, like, I'm shown a sheriff's badge. That means there's something either yourself or someone that you know, I want to say female, will be somehow connected to the law or a law issue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's a confrontation, a speeding ticket, or a parking ticket, one of the two.
I have a friend that works for a lawyer.
Okay. And is this a female?
Yeah.
Okay. We're getting there. You need to be a messenger for someone.
Say it again.
You probably end up being the messenger to her.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She may be the one that's talking about going into modeling, or had talked about going into modeling.
Actually, if I'm following this a little bit, she would have a goddaughter who's looking at maybe acting or has a beauty that could be,
okay.
That wants to pursue her person in a way that would be public, and who knows where it could take her, you know.
Okay. This is probably where this is all going to happen. You're going to end up being the messenger for the family, that you can say that a medium or a psychic told you this is what's going to happen to her.
Okay.
I think what she's looking for is, will this actually happen? Will this work for her child? Will this work in the future, you know? And I feel that there's going to be confirmation that tell her not to worry about it. It'll all work itself out.
Mm-hmm.
Not to worry, and I feel that's what you need to do. there's an Edie. I'm not sure this makes sense. There's someone by the name of Ed or Edie. Edie.
Okay.
Who's this to you?
It's not ringing a bell.
Ed or Edward or Ed? No, it's Edie. Edward. An Edward name.
Okay.
Okay.
Edward name or Al?
Sorry?
Al?
What was that? Al?
Al, Albert, Al. Edward, Al, Albert, Okay.
Edward? More like an Edward or Eddie or Edie. One of the two.
Okay.
Like it has Edie name or Eddie name. I feel like there's a male figure that's connected to you somehow. What I'm seeing here, this man here that's passed, I want to say he's passed, he's actually connected to the railroad.
Okay.
And I don't know what makes sense.
Is this a figure that's passed over?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you know who he is?
I have a girlfriend's father who lost his leg on a railroad eons ago, who's deceased.
Okay. And he's coming through for her as well. I said, you're going to be in the messenger.
Good. Because she's,
let her know
she's having a lot of problems.
That's over her. And he wants to say hello to the baby.
To the baby?
Yeah.
That doesn't ring.
Okay. There's something to do, a child to be born.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm not sure that makes any sense, but he's talking about an explanation to a baby or a child to be born.
Mm-hmm.
She may know what this all means.
Okay.
Who's getting married?
Ooh, I haven't been invited yet, so I don't know.
Okay, somebody's talking about getting married because it means I'm showing the wedding party.
Okay.
Okay, I got a funny feeling you'll be part of it.
Okay.
What do you do for work?
Actually, I do a multitude of things. Probably sales is what I'm best at, and that's more from home, different types. But I'm an artist, and I will do what I can to fill that part in, too. In fact, I'd really like to know more about that. I'd love to be living my life more profoundly as a creative in whatever medium.
Okay, so your art as in what, physical art, like as in canvas art, or what type of art?
Visual, painting, drawing, sculpting.
Okay, now that you want this as a career?
I would love it.
What did you do in the past before that as a career?
The past has been working in a hospital, sales.
I'm not seeing that.
Whatever I could do to fill in. In fact, I'm at a crossroads, so I actually need to have something. I need to have serious income, so I fill it in whatever way I can.
Right now, your art is actually, I'm not going to say your art's dead. It's not that. It's actually, and it's more like a stalemate at the moment, not really hugely making a lot of income.
Right.
Okay? Right. I think because it's not because you're where you are. I feel like there's someone who has to pick it up from there. I remember I said before, I was asking if I saw, if you know anyone who's involved in Hollywood, or if you're part of it. But for some reason, there's some sort of an actress or actor who somehow will be connected to you by some means, and you will be importantly called upon.
You know, in my bones, I'm feeling that there is something that's rising to that occasion, but I can't put a finger on it, and I'm groping quite a bit.
Yeah, try not to let it get to you. You're being led. There's a reason for it. Now, yes, I know you're in the California area, and you know there are some people in there. But for some reason, someone's going to find something. They're going to either you, if you haven't advertised any of your art in any studio, I recommend it.
So you're saying, say that again.
If you haven't advertised any of your art in studios,
mm-hmm.
in art galleries, you should seriously consider it.
You know, we have an art walk where I live, and I just talked about that this past week about going into one of the galleries and saying, I'll be working with my clay on a pedestal, and it'll bring an attraction into your store just because there's an artist standing there working, you know.
Yeah. Once you have that set, you're going to have someone from, I would say, an actor and actress, so somebody from that sort of Hollywood field is picking it up.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I really feel strongly that will benefit.
Mm-hmm. That's terrific, because I do portraits. So
Yeah. But, again, I don't know.
It could be art?
I think the art will work, but not completely full-time yet, but it will work itself out eventually. And I would say the next month or so, you're going to be upset thinking that you may not become successful enough, but you will be. Just need to be patient.
Two things. What about my living arrangements as far as moving? Because I feel that may be coming on. The interesting part is I have actually felt like I'm going to die, which I know is a profound change of life when that comes up, if you draw that kind of card, right?
Yeah, but you know what? No, that's your past life, girl. You know, I see a past. In your past life, that's just a past life, not you.
Okay, because that's been coming up a lot, that I don't even have a vision of future. I'm not even focused on feeling future.
Well, let's put it this way. If you're going to be driving a car, be alert about letting someone get in for a ride. Don't pick anybody up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So with that.
Okay, I don't pick people up.
Yeah,
okay.
But someone's going to ask for a ride.
Uh-huh.
Okay? I'm just being told to tell you that. There's a reason for it.
I'm having a little bit trouble of understanding some words that you're saying, so.
Okay, what's happening is that spirit is trying to, I guess, play with electronics.
Yeah.
It tends to do that once in a while.
Okay.
So what you need to do is trust your gut feeling and just believe in yourself that you become very successful and just work with it from there. You have a full life to live, and don't worry about the rest.
Terrific. I've been challenged health-wise recently where I'm getting, things are breaking down, more arthritis, more problems, grand fatigue, incredibly.
Okay, go on. I recommend you to go on what's called an herbal body cleanse.
Uh-huh.
Internal cleansing, because your body it's coming. It basically, I feel like your body is more like a needs a good flush.
Yeah.
Okay. Once you go through that, you'll feel a whole lot better about yourself. Because right now, you're going through out of the winter season, coming into the spring and summer, and you're better off when the sun is around you. You're much better.
Oh yes, yes, absolutely. This is absolute. I thought about that as far as maybe even more in a desert environment or drier, maybe because it's wet.
Yeah. And I would put past you end up moving to Arizona.
I've thought about that, or New Mexico. Interesting, because I love the terrain. I love the colors. It's inviting and enticing.
Yeah.
Exciting.
I have a very strong feeling you'd be going to Arizona. I don't. I feel like there's Sedona in that area.
Uh-huh.
Easy enlightening for you.
And I feel that I'm coming into a certain intuition in myself, because things that you're saying you're actually validating more, like the cleanse,
yeah.
The things that are feeling they're coming.
Now I got one more message for you.
Yeah.
Spirit tells and tell you that you need to do angels on art, angels on canvas.
Angels on canvas.
You'll be guided in a dream.
Okay.
And trust that.
Okay. Terrific.
Okay.
That's awesome.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care.
I have a blessed day and a wonderful life.
You too.
Thank you.
Talk to you later.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, we're almost at closing time. And I believe we're just actually past that, I think. So I would say, like to say thank you, everybody, for allowing me in your household and in your computer and on the internet and in your rooms and your homes and in your dreams. And look forward to hearing from you, all you folks, and talk to you next week, next Saturday at 3 o'clock. And have a really wonderful life, and looking forward to hearing from you all in the future. And this is Derek White Sky Cloud signing off from Between Two Worlds. I'm your friendly neighborhood psychic medium. Take care. Bye.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.